Hello everyone, welcome back to a very sort of tenuous episode of Die Party Omen, a weekly Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition game. I'm with my companions and party members. We're missing a Spootly today, mostly because of the fact that he's sort of, missing in action, MIA, I guess would be the right word. I know his overlay looks a little fucky right now, but that's because it is fucky. Let's go around and introduce everyone. It's also going to be Fliffy's last episode today. Because, he's a working man now. He's got to work hard for that money. We're going to send him off in the most spectacular way possible. Throwing him into the sun. Yeah, so while we still have Sheepdog in the call, because not only is his webcam not working, but his internet isn't working either. Sheep, let's introduce you. And he's muted, I guess.
Apparently I'm still muted. Hey, I'm Sheepdog.
There we go.
That's about
he's
as good.
Alive.
It's about as good as I've got tonight. Everything is going wrong. Everything is fucked. The world is ending. All hail. I don't know.
Hail.
Just go with
hail, Satan.
Hail, Satan. Yeah, what have you been up to, man?
I played the open beta of Lawbreakers, which is out today over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fun game. It's standard for that type of game, but yeah. It's nothing special, but the maneuverability in it's really fun. So,
it's more Cliffy B.
Yeah. And I played Hearts of Iron 4.
Oh right.
I played as Poland.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I played Hearts of Iron 4 as Poland. My mate was playing Russia, and we tried to take on the Nazis. It did not go well. Poland is shit.
Poland has a pretty mighty army. You're just not going to be.
How did that go in World War II?
They bent the knee pretty quick. So
yeah, pretty quick.
I mean, they got bummed from both sides. I mean, that's pretty rough. So
if I recall, Sheepdog gave up and started again.
Yeah, we started again. I started playing as Japan. Then I attacked China, and I did even worse. So fuck it. Apparently, I'm a bad general.
Yeah, I could see that. You're just like, where's my Daka? It's like, this is World War One.
He's pretty good at Total War Commander, but apparently, military World War Two. But as soon as you add guns,
guns are the worst.
Yeah. Anything else you've been playing?
I played The Escapist 2. Team 17 and me have a very special relationship. So
How is that?
It's pretty fun.
I enjoyed the first one, so.
It's a marked graphical improvement. I'm not sure how much they've changed with the intricacies of gameplay, but they do now have multiplayer and you can work as a team to escape or do like versus and stuff like that.
Sweet.
Incidentally, for anyone who's interested, Henley, they said if I wanted more keys to do a multiplayer thing.
So. Sure, yeah. I'm down for that. Absolutely, man. I am getting real fucking deep with goddamn fucking Fortnite and it's getting to the point where I was like, the grind wall is a little too much, so need a few more games to keep me.
I have also been playing Sundered, which is pretty damn cool.
Sundered. Why do I know that name?
It's a roguelike kind of. It's got a bit of a Arabic look feel to it. It's like really cool graphics. It's from the guys who made Jotun.
I don't know it.
Jotun.
Oh, Jotun. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I get you.
And I also did a video on DayZ to see where DayZ stands nowadays.
Yeah, did you eat human flesh and drink bleach?
No, I logged in to one of the only servers that had people on, crawled around, crouched around for a bit, talked about why DayZ was not a failure, and then ended the video. But, you know, I played DayZ.
Is no one literally playing that game anymore?
There was I did do it in the morning UK time. There was about 3 or 4 servers with a high volume of players.
Yeah.
About 5 with medium, and the rest were low or empty. Mm-hmm. And they're about 50 servers max.
Oh, wow. That game used to be so popular.
Yeah, but as soon as they started introducing games like PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds and games similar to that, there's no reason to play DayZ.
I had some of the best experience I've ever had in gaming in DayZ, but in the mod, yeah. But also in when that version, I got hurled up, and then I was with a team who was elsewhere, and they're like, oh, yeah, just say you're dropping your pistol on the ground, so he looks down at it, and I'm like, okay, I don't know why, so I did that. Guy stops moving, looks down at the gun. Shot through the face. Yeah. Shit like that just makes me laugh. And you don't really get those sorts of experiences in many other games, so.
Yeah, but yeah, I basically refer to it as a pseudo mod.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it may be a standalone game, but it's still a mod.
Mm. Yeah, it basically is, yeah.
It's the basic problem with it. But yeah, that's what I've been doing and playing and being.
Nice. Floofy, let's have a chat with you. Refrigeration Bob the Builder.
Yes, hello everyone. For those who don't know, I have just started this week. It was actually my first week as a new refrigeration specialist in training. I haven't really done any refrigeration yet, but in the meantime, I haven't been utterly exhausted. I have been going hard in Fortnite. I love that game, but I do see where you come from, Henny. You see, it gets to a point where you see a wall in front of you, you're just like, wow, I gotta get this and this and this so I can do this.
Yeah, it's a lot of the first zone was like, you know, just a smooth, casual progression. And then the zone we're in now is like, hey man, remember, you know, this mission, you need to do it 6 times in 6 different missions. So it's literally an entire day's. Half a day's worth of work to get past one mission objective. It's just like,
I'm still having fun with it. I haven't even had time for anything else. I've literally been work, pass out, and Fortnite. But because of I've been informed from my current job that my future schedule will be incredibly chaotic. This will have to be my last episode of Die Party. I'm very sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll miss Die Party, but maybe sometime in the future my schedule will bounce out again. Unlikely, since I know someone who's been doing this job for, the guy who got me this job has been doing it for 20 years now, and his schedule's still all over the place.
I can't imagine what that would be like, you know, where your entire life is revolved around whether or not you're going to get called into work at a fucking extreme hour.
Yeah, it's very strange, because apparently it's contract based, so depending on which grocery store has us contracted, we work at different times. For instance, this store, they don't want us working during the daytime because that's when they have customers. Or this other store, they aren't open yet. You know, they're building the building, so we can go during the daytime. They want us during the daytime, so that the store that can't have us during the daytime, we can work that nighttime. So apparently it's very, very chaotic and all over the place, but we'll see. So far I do like the job. The pay is great. and the work's nothing that I'm not used to,
so it sounds a little bit like you're on booty call.
I basically am. I'm on
you're LaDasha. Oh my god, yeah. You're totally, yeah. LaDasha. Yeah.
I am on booty call. You can call me, I will go and move heavy stuff for you if that's,
fuck,
if that's,
yeah, your name, man.
That's how booty calls work.
Yep.
Moving heavy stuff?
Yeah, move that ass.
Ah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And last but not least, Graham, what have you been up to? It's been a while since we heard anything from you.
Yeah, because I moved to this place. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
You finally got, like, copper in the walls so you can have internet?
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with just the different services and stuff, but it's all sorted out. Everything's fixed. I finally got internet with which to upload my bag of holding video, which you can kind of see, actually, on the wall right here.
Oh, is that what that is? It looks like it's a couple of triangles at the moment for me, but... Well,
I think the video came out very well, and I encourage everyone to go see.
Got a link for that somewhere?
Put a link in the chat shortly. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of a video game for once. I know. I'm playing a lot of Age of Empires 2. So.
Whoa, dude. Man, that's a blast from the past. Like the remake or like the...
The Age of Empires 2, which I very much like playing the Ethiopians or the Aztecs because their special units are extremely fast, like running base, and they have like sigils and size and stuff. They're very good against foot soldiers.
I don't remember much about that game aside from just palette swapped fucking units and stuff. Is it like that still, or is it like am I misremembering it, or?
All the units basically look the same except all the, I mean, all the base units are the same for every civilization, but they all have sometimes they have a special foot soldier unit, sometimes they have a special naval unit, like the British have cannon ships and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And playing as Brunei, and they have, they have cannon ships that are very rough. But I've also got, like, cannons on the ground that other people don't have. But in any case...
That's Age of Empires was mission-based, right? So it wasn't like Civ where you just sort of play. It was like you do a mission where you got to like beat 2 AI enemies or some shit like that.
I don't play the... I play the Kill the King mode.
Huh.
The biggest map. So I basically just like... I start in a corner and I spread out with just like concentric walls all the way up until I find the other king. And then I use trebuchets from really far away to kill everything, so... I'm also working on my next video, which is to make a costume of a Aarakocra Birdman.
Like an actual like full feather suit thing.
I feel like very scary, but anyway, that's what I've been doing.
I honestly can't wait to see that. That's gonna be interesting. Shit. You should have a chat to Kika. She does a lot of that shit, actually. So, well, more like, you know, sewing to make lady costumes, but you know, costumes all the same. So, yeah. Okay, shit. Well, it's been a while since we played anything. Maybe we should do like a what happened last time, as a refresher.
What happened last time is the party spent a lot of time, a great deal of time, actually, canoodling with Grant's father's thieves guild.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
that didn't really go too well because they had a bunch of stashed negative energy crystals. Hmm. No, you guys stole them all and sorted them all.
Yeah, yeah. Them. And I found that fucking armor. And, oh, that's oh, right.
Didn't Gormung overdose?
They are both. I believe they are both unstable. Which what that means has yet to be revealed.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. But what happened last time is they were there in order to capture a Balor demon, this huge monstrous demon with a fire whip and a lightning sword and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. You guys quite a bit of time fighting and ultimately killing that thing. Now, when it died, Balor demons have an uncanny property, which means that they explode when they die.
Yeah.
Very last thing that happened when we faded to white was this enormous explosion that left the party and everyone else nearby and the entire city that you're in reduced to dust and rubble and whatnot. So, that being
said. I believe I have my orcish thing, and I have my sheet says 12 hit points. I assume I don't live through the explosion, but I still have my orcish trait left. So.
Yeah, you know, we pan over this scene of death and destruction. The beast is entirely no more. It's entirely disintegrated. It blows up. It annihilated. But the camera, so to speak, focuses on this pile of rubble where a orcish hand just goes, like, crawls its way up and Gorbrong emerges from a pile of rubble covered in soot and ash.
Yeah. Hey, what is it? What's that fucking superhero that never dies? What's his fucking name?
Deadpool?
Yeah, I Deadpool my way out of the fucking... Yeah.
That, I mean, that's pretty much all superheroes, isn't it?
I mean, specifically in his if you saw his movie, but yeah, I just claw my way out of there.
Also, incidentally, for the, just so everyone remembers what happened, I got grabbed and pulled away.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's because you chased after your dad, right?
No, I came back to help you guys, and I totally was doing loads of helpful shit, and then I got grabbed and pulled away.
Yeah, something like that.
Yay, Grant.
Loads of helpful shit.
Yeah, oh, weren't you like shooting? You were you shooting people dangling off of his foot?
No, I was shooting the minions that were the Thieves Guild minions that were tottering about. I think I shot one, and then Greg was like, "Enough of this bullshit," and just dragged me away.
Yeah.
So Gormung, what do you do? You're there, tumble. You know, dust blows by, no life whatsoever.
I mean, what is there any buildings? Is there anything? Like, do I see, like, corpses of people at least? Or, like, are they all just, like, evaporated? Like, what do I see exactly?
You find corpses or parts of corpses.
You're all alone.
Huh. What about my companions? Any sign of them?
Make an investigation check.
Alright.
Start digging through where you thought Durimbor was.
16.
You seem to remember something about a snail, but it was over. It all happened so fast, and you don't quite remember exactly what happened.
Happened so fast, and you saw a snail. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see, a snail shell, like huge snail shell that's like sitting like a half mile away. That's been blown far off course. Anything. That's probably weird.
Alright, I'll go check out the snail house.
Yeah, and luckily you find Durimbor there. Battered and broken body, his pelvis, all of his legs have been invertebrally crushed into powder. And he is just like bloody and battered and broken, but still breathing somehow.
Huh. Okay. All right. Well, I you know, take a knee and I'm just like, friend, are you okay?
Do I look like I'm okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't have legs anymore.
Are you sure? I mean, they're right here.
I don't know. Are those mine? This doesn't look like my leg.
You like hold a leg. You're like, this doesn't look like my leg.
This isn't my foot. My foot is way bigger. Way bigger. Huge feet. Like this. Nah, it's not mine. Ow, that hurt though. Everything hurts. Where's my snail?
He got away.
Oh, good. What a man. Some kind of giant
Norman, you do see a little bit of snail on Grimlord's head.
I just sort of like reach over and yeah, throw it off him. It's just like,
what was that? That part of my head? I need that.
No, it was someone else's face. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
I figured you'd
want. I think
I
died.
No.
Everything's cold.
It's a pretty windy out here.
I can't move my other arm.
I was like, what other? That's because you're tired.
Oh, maybe I'll just sleep.
No.
Oh, wow.
Don't sleep. That's bad.
I'm so tired, though.
I'm trying to... God, I don't think I have any healing potions with me.
I guess you better pick him up.
Are you sure? I'll pick him up.
Oh, God.
Where's the nearest town? Heal anything?
At least a day away.
I hold him. I'm just like, wait, is there anywhere, like, safe that I could take him to sort of, like...
Do you remember Grant's dad's sort of, like, hideout basement?
Sure, yeah.
Basement probably would have survived, at least somewhat. So, you know, using your mastery of spatial geometry, I'm sure you could find your way back there.
Let me ask you a question, Graham. Was there any sort of inherent properties with the Fey realm?
What do you mean?
That would allow us to heal Durimbor in a way?
Only one way to find out.
You know what? Okay, so here's what I'll do. I'll take him down to the thing, to the basement, and I will investigate for, like, healing potions, vials, whatever, you know.
Okay, investigation check.
12.
So, everything in this room did get sort of beaten, battered around, kind of like an earthquake during the ensuing combat. You find the desk shoved up against one wall, some papers and some ink and stuff in there. You don't find any healing potions, but in a file tucked away in a file in one of the drawers is a scroll of cure serious wounds.
Well, there we go. I will use cure serious wounds on my
cleric spell scroll.
What do you mean?
Well, let's all review the scroll rules.
Scroll rules.
I want to say, I'm probably wrong, but I want to say that the only person in your party that can cast that is Barakas at this point.
Why? What do you need to cast that?
Because casting a scroll for a spell that you couldn't ever cast.
I thought that was the idea of scrolls.
Well, you think so. You can attempt to activate it, that's right.
Okay. I'd love for Durimbo to help out, but I get this feeling I won't be able to find him for a while.
I'm right on your arms.
Oh, no, Durimbo, Barakas. Yeah.
I'm right here.
Okay, so yeah, let's try and activate it on,
Okay, so you're going to read it, and you're going to make an intelligence check. The DC is 10 plus the spell's level.
Okay.
So, let us find the spell's level.
16.
Well, if it's level 6 or better, or if it's level 7 or better, you're in trouble. Let's The DC is going to be 17.
Oof, that's a tough one. So I'm rolling it.
You did pass Baracus on the way here.
Okay. I mean, his character's not here, though. Right. Brian's not here. What's the possibility of getting him to roll it on... you to roll it on his behalf?
Since he is a cleric, he didn't have to roll.
Oh, okay. Are we able to just get him to do that?
Sure. You'd have to find him, right?
You gotta go find him. You passed him, you just gotta go drag him in here, too.
Okay. Sure, well, I'll go drag him in here, then. It's like, wait here, friend, don't sleep. Just don't, please don't.
I'm so tired.
If you guys take a short rest to allow him to spin hit dice, he'll come to consciousness. He's also fairly battered and broken, but do you want him to cast the spell such that it fixes Durimbor's the bottom of his bottom torso, or he gets hit points? It's not both.
Bottom torso, I guess.
All right. So Durimbor, you can walk again, but you're still at one hit point, okay?
I'm at one. So you said we take a short rest?
Yeah. Well, I
get to sleep? Yes. Let me sleep. Just let me sleep.
Yeah. Grant, still there?
Grant is... well, is he? Is he? How is Grant?
As time passes, you ponder how long it's going to take your party to come and get you. And it takes quite a while because you've had a bag thrown over your head and thrown into the back of a carriage, and now you're kind of trundling down the road in some miscellaneous direction you're unsure of.
Okay. Who's there?
Shut up. A boot kicks you in the side of the head.
Ah! Are you vampires?
There's a voice.
And I don't even have my holy water.
He says, "Do you? Where are you headed next?"
Oh, you're taking me where I want to go. Bath. Let's go to Bath.
It kind of a hand grabs the back of your clothes and kind of like props you up into a seat bench.
Into a what?
Like a bench, like a bench in the carriage.
Is the thing? Can you take the thing off my head? Is it a bag? Take the bag off my head, please.
All right, they do. See this man who's there is not anybody you recognize, but sort of like a salt and pepper 40-50-year-old man.
I'm your real father.
Yeah, looks tough. Beard. Looks like he knows what he's doing. Scars on his face.
Okay, so. Am I tied up?
Your hands are tied behind your back.
Interesting. I like this knot you've used to tie my hands.
Thanks.
I bet you didn't know I'm very proficient at getting out of these types of knots.
Oh, we know quite a bit about you, Grant.
Clearly not enough.
We understand your allies are very... adept at using magic.
Yes. They are powerful and mighty wizards. You shouldn't cross them.
Good. Then I suppose we're on the right track.
Shit. So what do you want with me?
Well, you're the bait, of course.
I'm the bait? Okay. For who?
You'll see.
Wait, do you think that my friends are going to come and rescue me? Oh, that's a good one.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, or we won't, as the case may be.
All right, Gormon.
Yeah, so maybe we've been sitting there for like, 40 minutes and say,
I think everyone's here, yeah.
One, two...
Yeah.
Three, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, counting myself, I see three companions, so,
That seems right.
You just You count yourself twice. Four. Nope. Yeah.
One, two, three.
Yeah, I'm.
It's got Drimble's arm in place of me with like a Grant face written on.
Like Wilson.
It's a coat rack with a hat on it. What do you guys do? What's the plan?
Let's take a short rest so that everyone can get some hit points back. I gotta get 103 hit points back, guys, so we'll work it out.
Do I get any form of...
you took a short rest.
Okay.
So, second wind... I think that's what I get back, yeah? Just second wind?
You can spend hit dice. You got him.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my abilities there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got exactly what I needed to get back to full because Grodd doesn't get hit except when he dies.
Except for when he dies.
What the fuck?
Good times.
There we go.
Eight. I'm getting there. Slowly climbing up with that big Drimbor HP.
Broden?
Oh man, so glad I rolled a 6 and got 7 HP back.
Well, I mean, the good news is that it doesn't take long for you to get to full HP.
No, it doesn't. Because my full HP is so garbage. Poor little Drimbor. There you go.
1, 2, 3, 4. I still
have half my die.
5.
I used one hit die.
Me. I'm not gonna come save you.
Hey, Grant.
I hope to take you.
Grant, you don't have anything interesting on you, do you?
81. That's pretty decent.
I didn't bring that much with me. I think I probably would have had my Ring of Mind Shielding, though.
Anything that would be strategically advantageous for somebody who kidnapped you?
His pants.
He takes them off. It's like, actually, no, I put them back on. I didn't realize this was literally holding in the smell of feces. So.
I mean, I probably have, like, some form of half constructed trap or something, but aside from that, no, probably not.
All right, Gormung, what's Durimbor, what's the plan?
Well, now that I have my legs again and I'm missing part of my arm, we need to find my snail first off.
Oh, that thing? No, it's dead.
I could just use magic and get him again.
Okay.
And second, Grant?
Oh no, he's totally not here.
Yancy?
You look into the shadows expecting him to emerge from them, but he never does.
For the first time in my life, it was actually peaceful, but I assume we shouldn't actually go after the man, so...
Well,
let's not be hasty now.
I mean, we could linger a little longer, but it wouldn't feel right just abandoning him.
No, we really should see him die with our own eyes. That way we get, closure or something like that.
Yeah, that would actually be nice, yes. Seeing him actually die would mean that I don't have to wake up with all my belongings on fire anymore, so.
I mean, you already did that once. I'm sure you're set for life. I mean, you've got to experience everything at least once.
I wish that on no person.
Well, maybe on Grant.
Yeah, okay. Graham, if we head outside and do like any sort of investigation as to where Grant's body might be, maybe.
Yeah, just through. It's gonna take probably the rest of this day. to search the whole area, which has just been immolated. And if you search around the server, like, once you get past the devastation and you start looking around there, now you can find some various tracks of people who ran away. Because they're actually, like, outlined in ash. So it's all very easy to track anybody who ran away. So any of these various boot prints could have been Grant. You also see various signs of struggles. You see several cart treads that move in, but everything's kind of vaguely moving in a northeasterly direction out of town.
All right. Well, I guess we head that direction.
This city is basically a big wheel and just big crossroads. So they're actually heading back towards home.
Okay. All right. Well, let's head in that direction.
All right. Grant. About a whole day goes by, and you eventually realize that if you don't make any attempt to, like, you know, do anything, the travel is fairly pleasant. I mean, despite being manacled.
Yeah.
He likes it.
I mean, aside from repeatedly mentioning that I can break out of these restraints, I don't actually try and break out of the restraints.
I said he likes it.
He has what do they call it when you get where you like your captors too much?
Oh, Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome. Like, you guys are much more pleasant than my last companions.
This covered carriage doesn't allow you to really see out or where you're going or anything like that, but you can actually once a whole day goes by and you realize you're getting, because you hear them talking about, oh, we're going to stop here and oh, here's the place, you begin to smell food, like very well prepared, sugary, fatty food.
Can we stop, please? I need the toilet.
The carriage kind of trundles to a stop at some point, and you are in the back of the carriage, opens up, and you see now where you are. You're in Barth, but the circus has come to town.
As in an actual circus?
Yeah, games. Candy, fried food. It's all very, a lot of people. There's a big circus tent. Kind of like the sun kind of hurts your eyes.
Why is there a circus? This is, okay. Well, I want to go on the merry-go-round, so I hope my captors are ready for that.
Okay.
I want cotton candy as well.
As we're walking along, I'm just like, I feel like something inherently very stupid is happening right now.
Grant, I need to know what your acrobatics modifier is.
Nine.
Go and make an acrobatics check.
If you try and escape me, I'll kill you. It's like, got the merry-go-round.
Was that true?
The bag is placed on your head.
Ah.
All right, Gormung.
Mm-hmm.
The rest. A whole night of travel, hard travel. If you guys are heading in the direction of home. There it is.
Well, my snail's kind of squishy, so it's not very hard travel for me.
Squishy. Yeah. Travel. Yeah. Sure. There's home. Looks like the circus is in town. Oh boy.
Okay. Have we been like following like tracks? Have they gotten like easier to find? What, like harder to find? Anything like that?
They've gotten harder to find as time has gone on, but you guys are pretty good at what you do. So.
Yeah. Okay.
finding grants.
It would be nice to see what type of people left that scene of carnage before. I mean, if anything, continuing to remove those thieves is potentially something that I'm mostly interested in.
Didn't we leave that scene of carnage?
Yes, but we're the good guys, so.
So it's good. Yeah.
It's you know what I mean? Like, it's
good carnage.
Yeah. So theoretically speaking, my first step would be to try and follow this cart that left.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
metagaming.
As far as you can tell, there's the gate to Barth, and there's your typical guards, Jimmy and Johnny, of course.
Yeah, good old Jimmy and Johnny. It's like, hello.
Hey, going, high five.
I lift my battered and bruised arm and I slap him harder than he's ever been slapped before because, you know, five strength, yep. Maximum strength you can have. I break his hand upon impact. No, I don't. Yeah, it's like, oh, sorry. Sometimes I don't realize my own strength being the literal strongest you could possibly be.
Broken hand, five.
Yeah.
The carnival's kind of set up in the area of town that's the most open, which is kind of actually the front. But there is a freak show. There's a bunch of game stands. There's food stands. There's a fortune teller, and there's this big tent. And at this point, now the cart tracks are no longer visible because various traffic and stuff going every which way has those tracks into nothingness. So what do you guys want to do?
Have you seen? Could you give me an idea of the type of like carts that have come in? We're seeking a specific one.
Carts. Yeah. Sure, plenty of carts.
Like, one that would specifically hold a poop pants shitting sneaky human.
I imagine it would have been covered.
With the carnival in town, I've seen at least 100 carts just today.
Any of them smell like feces?
At least half of them.
Well, that narrows it down.
Yeah, so we're down to 50. Not a minimum. Okay. Any of them give you a palpable sense of annoyance just by looking at it?
Now that you mention it,
at least 25 of them.
Die Party Omen, where we play 20 carts.
We spend the next 4 hours going from cart to cart finding Graham.
Well, I have a better idea. Why don't we set something that we love and cherish and value in the open? And then when Grant comes by to destroy it and stomp on it, we'll catch him.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. You got anything you know and love? Because everything I know and love has been destroyed by that man.
Let's see. I think I have a locket with my family portrait in it. There we go.
Just leave it out for like 10 seconds. Grant comes running out of nowhere and just stabs it with a dagger. He's like, ah!
It's not like I make a habit of it.
So I mean,
as you guys kind of get past the guards and walk in, you know how all of those negative energy pieces glow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know how I said that you guys are at this point saturated or overloaded?
Well, he is. I'm.
Yeah. Gormung, you notice something a bit strange and. Something that's kind of calling to you is all of the food has this glow around it that reminds you of the negative energy material. Durinbor, you don't see that.
Wait, so like, you mean
food? It glows. The food itself glows like the negative energy crystal.
And this is the food that's like on stands and stuff.
Yeah, like all these folks selling food. They're like, oh, fermented sauerkraut on a stick.
Yeah, so maybe I walk up to the first vendor and I start scratching my chin, you know, looking like I want to buy whatever it is that he has.
Giant snail, pieces, kebabs.
It's like, hey, friend, I'm curious, where did you source your food from?
Home, of course. Where? Way back, insert name here, way over there.
You want fermented sauerkraut on a stick? Didn't really take you for the kind. Delicacy where I come from.
Yeah, I've got snail sauce right here.
Yeah.
Snail sauce? What is that?
I'll take two.
And he kind of like, he's got like Elmer's glue on the cap, so he's got to peel off the top.
Can Grant randomly run up and knock it out of his hand when he gets it? like knocking a kid's ice cream out?
No, but you're certainly being walked through the carnival. Do you try to do anything, or do you do anything? You got the bag over your head.
How inconspicuous that? That's gonna be weird to look at.
I say, you know, I can break out these bindings anytime I want.
I can break these cuffs. You can't break these cuffs.
I can break these cuffs, and then I keep walking.
You feel a sword tap your kneecaps, and he says, go ahead and try it.
Oh, believe me, if I wanted to, I could. Let's go.
Go ahead. What's stopping you?
Well, common courtesy. I don't want to embarrass you in front of your friends. You've clearly put a lot of thought into this knot, as I can tell. You know, it's easy to escape, but it's good for a beginner.
You're saying that Grant likes to be knotted?
a dagger makes a small incision underneath your kneecap on the left, on the right side, just to make sure you know who's boss, and then they continue to carry you, or not carry you, but
does he get like a little aroused from that? Like
he likes being stabbed.
Only by women, sir. Only by women.
You don't know. You're blindfolded and cuffed. It could be someone stabbing you.
Could be a very boisterous woman with a deep voice.
The brothel mistress.
I saw him earlier. He's peppered.
Hi, Ernie. How's it going?
He's salt and peppered and possibly vinegared as well.
Grant, you are where you are carried. You are taken into some building. You are walked up a flight of stairs. You are taken in through three different doors, and you are sat down in a chair. And the bag is ripped off your head in a dimly lit room. You are alone while the guy takes the bag off your head and shuts the door behind him, and you are in a room by yourself. But there is also a dinner table in this room, and a wide variety of carnival food is arrayed out in front of you. You know, stacks of rock candy. You've got, double fermented sauerkraut on a stick. You've got mushroom noodles formed into a bowl with some sort of sugar solution. You've got...
I don't know if I want to eat any of the food you're describing in real life, Graham. Like, double, what was it? Double fermented sauerkraut on a stick.
Yeah. The sauerkraut's fermented cabbage, so it's double fermented. Grant, you've got sausages. You've got sausages from various different animals and monsters of any kind. You've got beer battered and fried hagfish, which is a delicacy in some place. Not here. You've got some kind of pipe that's been prepared for you with Umber Hulk secretions. So that's probably very exotic. You've got what's basically an edible arrangement with the fruit and stuff cut up to look like flowers, but it's got some sort of bizarre caramel or something, caramel colored drizzle on top, and it's all very fancy.
I get the feeling that Gormung would roll in his grave if he heard someone say secretions when describing food. I'm assuming that Gormung's dead, of course.
Yeah.
As you should. As I should. are my hands still tied?
No, actually, yeah, they would have cut you loose.
Ah, balls, I was going to escape. I'm like, you're lucky, I shout at the closed door. You're lucky you let me loose, otherwise I would have escaped.
Yeah, but you're basically like what can only be described as a closet or, you know, the room's about 8 by 8 feet.
Do I have any means of starting a fire?
I don't know, what do you mean?
Are there candles? Are they lit?
From what I hear, the double fermented sauerkraut will burn really well.
I mean, you know, look, man.
There is a bottle of what appears to be whiskey.
Do I have any kind of accelerant?
There's a lit torch in one corner of the room that sort of bathes dim light in the room.
And there's a table, correct?
Yeah.
Wood?
Yeah.
I like the idea that this guard is like, do you think someone should be watching? Don't worry, he's not dumb enough to burn himself to death in there. So
it's like he's in a room by himself. What can he do? And then it just smoke starts billowing out from under the door.
I also like the idea that you're in a locked room and you're just like, haha, I'll start a fire. What could go wrong?
Look,
did he start a fire in there? Yeah, let him kill himself.
I mean,
when he knocks himself out from, you know, smoke inhalation, then we can, you know, worry about it then.
So what I'd like to do is I'd like to drizzle the brandy, right?
Oh, whiskey. Yeah.
Whiskey. Drizzle the whiskey all over the table, set the table on fire, go back and sit down in my chair and wait for someone to come in.
You're just like eating some like sauerkraut.
No, all that food is clearly poisoned. I'm not eating any of it.
It's true.
I'm just gonna sit there.
He's sucking up that Umrahog secretion. He's like,
no, I'm not. No, it's clearly poisoned.
Okay. Cool. So what do you do when nobody arrives?
Pass out the smoke.
No one arrives.
You get lightheaded from the smoke filling the room.
This is not such a good idea.
I'm gonna walk over to the door, bang on it, and yell, "Fire! Fire! Fire!"
All right. A few footsteps. Door opens. Keys unlock. Door opens. Ah! Guy there, young guy.
You need to put out the fire, mate.
He says he's going to attempt. Anyway, to grab you by the collar.
I'm going to headbutt him.
All right. Make an acrobatics check. He rolls 11.
18.
All right. Clonk. He collapses. What do you do?
I'll leave.
Okay. there's a window at the edge of the hallway, at the end of the hallway.
God, Adventures with Grant by himself is going to go fucking horribly. Yeah, okay.
Okay, where do you go? There's a into the hallway, a staircase that leads down.
Do I get any sense of whether I was like taken upstairs or down, you know, to a cellar?
You were taken upstairs.
Any windows?
There is a window at the end of the hallway. Yes.
Can I spread the fire a little bit before I leave? Is there any more whiskey left?
No, you dumped it out, but you've got your double fermented sauerkraut on a stick that is burning like a torch, and like sparking and spitting like a firecracker.
Yeah, if there's any curtains or not curtains on the window that leads,
that sure. There,
but like if there's any like drapings or anything that catches fire easily, like set it all on fire, then I'm jumping out the window.
All right. Right before you jump out the window, actually, you hear. Some voices go, "Hey, stop!"
No!
And you jump out the window. Acrobatics check to land safely on the ground.
As I'm jumping out the window, could I yell, "Does that ever work?" And then...
stop! No!
Ugh, 13.
Alright,
I still haven't rolled over 10.
Yeah, the party is So Gormung, Garimbor, you guys are there in doing some investigation.
I got my double sauerkraut on the stick.
I'd like to aim for Durimbor, please.
Durimbor gets up his snout for 10 seconds. You just go...
doing some light investigation, kind of looking around for any signs of Grant when Grant walks up from the shadows.
Hey, guys.
Oh, God damn it! I thought you were dead.
I thought you were dead.
Oh, I thought I was dead.
What are you eating?
The sauerkraut. You want one?
No, it's poison.
So Durimbor, it's incredible.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, I'm telling you, you guys should have some.
I'm not gonna eat anything magically infused. They tried to set up a restaurant like that a while back, and
They do great. This is the greatest restaurant of all time.
They could serve you dog shit and make it taste like anything. So,
what's wrong with that?
You're eating feces.
Yeah.
All
right.
So, what do you guys want to do?
Yeah. Where'd you go after the explosion?
Like, someone put a sack on my head.
Mm-hmm.
A really bad knot, but I figured I'd let them take me there where they were going.
Wait, you put the sack in the
Did you at least try and find out why they were taking you there, Ryan?
Yeah.
No. I just set the house on fire and left.
Oh, is that what that smoke over there is?
Yeah, yeah.
What is it with you setting the buildings on fire?
It's a distraction.
I guess. We should probably go put that fire out.
No, it's fine.
It's not fine. It's on fire. You're going to burn the rest of the town down.
If I've proven anything in my time in this town, it's that this town can take a little fire.
I'm sure it can. They're still building the wall over there.
Yeah, but it didn't burn down completely.
It's been like 4 months.
I mean, look, okay, if you want a town that's completely fireproof,
mm-hmm.
go and live under the sea, right?
Well, that's not a bad idea. You won't be down there.
That is true.
It's true.
Right.
At the end of the episode, fucking Dream was just like, I'm fucking going to live under the sea. Let's go.
Under the sea.
Yeah. Down where it's wetter. Darlene, it's better.
Down where
there's
it's
no, wetter. There's no cant.
So I'm going to try and investigate this food a little bit, Graham, because it's reacting like that crystal does, right?
It's glowing like the crystal, yeah, and you feel ever since you snorted those last couple of crystals and you have something like 80 spell slots,
55, but yeah, close.
You felt supercharged and you feel awesome, and the food looks like it makes you awesome, bro.
Yeah, okay, so I'm gonna do the thing where like I look like I'm supposed to be there because, you know, I'm a chef. I could walk into the kitchen and know where I'm supposed to stand or whatever. Or maybe like get in there and be like, start ordering someone around being like, what are you doing? That's not how you cook this. You know, like things like that. I want to try and find out where exactly this stuff is coming from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, in any case, while you're even hanging around, you see the chefs and the people, well, not really, I mean, chef is a strong word. The preparers, they're having a bite here, there too, and they're getting jazzed up. They're taking a shot of ale or whatever is there on tap. They've got this really fancy ale that's got coffee in it, and that's very exciting. But even while you're back there, Durimbor and Grant and Baracus, people are trying to shove food at you.
No, I'm just like,
they want you to try the dried, dried giant cockroach carcasses, and those are tasty, and they want you to, they've got like basilisk meat, which is all very, it's all very stringy and tough, but it's good for the bowels, so there you go, they give you some of that. They tell you it's all free, and they just want you to have a good time.
Are they like the beggars in Assassin's Creed? They just never leave you alone.
Yeah, pretty much. They just want everybody to have some food in their hand.
So yeah, maybe I'm just at Dreamworks like,
no,
don't eat that too much, please.
Why not?
Do I still have my?
You don't see that it's literally glowing with magical energy right now.
Do I still have my bratwurst torch?
Sure.
Sausage that's on fire.
If anyone comes close to me and tries to give me food, I want to set them on fire.
Stop it. Hey, I knock it out of his hand and step on it. Stop it.
You gonna
eat
that?
My sausage fire.
You gonna eat that?
No.
Someone has evidently in the interim invented the soft drink, so there you go.
Like caffeinated sugar water.
Yeah, like sarsaparilla.
this is a great time.
And sarsaparilla.
And beer and stuff like that, so that's all great. There's...
Yeah, one of you, Gormong, I don't have unlimited money, so when people give me free food, I take it.
Yeah, but it's literally coursing with magical energy.
I like magic. It's tasty.
He has a problem.
I tell you what, when you die,
set it on fire. Yeah.
Inevitably, from eating all of this, don't come crying to me, okay?
Well, I'll be dead. Yeah, so I can't.
You remember what happened to fucking Gags, right?
No, where? I was across the sea.
Wait, who's Gags?
The little one, your friend.
Anyway, I want to try and
I remember Gags.
I want to try and keep investigating this. Fucking food, where it's coming from.
I'm gonna keep investigating it into my mouth.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I have, after a thorough investigation, I have deduced that this food is delicious. And good for you, too.
Gourmand investigation?
Yeah. Any chance I could get a bonus or something like that, for my understanding of...
Add your proficiency again if you haven't already.
Okay. I mean, okay. So this would be a plus 4.
Sure.
So that's, that would be, 16.
Okay, what are you trying to find out?
Basically the, where they're adding the magic from.
So let's say this. So you've grabbed this.
Because I'm under the suspicion, Graham, that they're basically using this carnival as a way to spread this chaos magic that influences people and sure. By using the food.
Well, you've taken this meatloaf outside, or you know, around back, and you're kind of dismantling it with a stick, like you know, you're doing some investigation, seeing what it's made of,
mm-hmm.
And you find. You kind of separate little tiny minuscule what you think originally are pieces of glass, but they're actually little pieces of crystal.
Yeah, I hold it up to Dreamboat and it's like, you're literally eating this shit. I hope you're aware of that.
Well, you snort it through your face. What's the difference?
The difference is that that's consumed into the body the correct way. You're literally putting inside yourself, much like Gags did, and then he became crazy.
I think I'll live. I can handle a little bit of shard magic.
Yeah.
You know, they say that about apple seeds as well, and then boom, apple seed tree in your stomach.
That's a myth.
Really?
I've eaten an apple seed 300 years ago, and it still hasn't gone in my stomach.
Exactly 300 years ago.
Yes. Actually, it was at another carnival, apple carnival. You should go to that one, too. They don't have the sauerkraut, though. They pickled apples. It's a little different.
All right. Well, where are they putting together the food, Graham? Was it pre-prepared, or... And they're just microwaving the shit? Is this a guy there using, like, his microwave magical powers? He's just like...
Yeah, they've got like these huge crates filled with various ingredients, like you know, whole meatloafs that just need to be baked, that you know, half prepped kind of stuff, far baked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like crates and crates of food behind the food stands next to the fortune teller.
I turn to Grant and I'm like, Grant, I have need of your expertise.
Knocked my sausage torch out my hand and you stomped on it.
I was gonna eat that.
Don't worry. There's plenty more for you to do. Do you see those crates over there?
Yeah.
How would you blow them up?
Do I have anything explosive on me at the moment?
I don't know, do you?
I don't know, do you? That's great.
Really? No, I don't. God damn it.
Gormung, while you're there, kind of watching, Grant, look in his pockets. You kind of look past him, or you notice something. It's a glint off the kind of midday sun of a wide array of pole arms organized in a fan in one of the game stands.
Okay. You know, I think I'll leave that to you. Just, you know, I start walking towards the pole arms. If the GM says, look at these pole arms, pole arm master using character, I'll be like, okay,
I will.
Actually, I swapped out my pole arm master for fucking Lucky, so, but still, pole arms.
But yeah, you go and you see that there's actually, it's a three-part game, so you have to do the strength check for the with the hammer and the bell, and then you you got to climb the rope ladder that's organized at 2 points to ring the bell over there. Okay. And then you have to show you can aim by throwing the ball at the three bottles of milk that are standing up. And then you get a windfall arm, a magic fall arm, as far as you can tell with your magic vision.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So weirdly enough, you've got all of these things are pulsing with magical energy.
Right here. Okay, let's do it then. So what do you want me to do for a strength check?
Well, there's a guy who's like, oh, hello there. Looking for a game, a contest of strength, perhaps?
Yeah, I think I can handle that.
All right. Price to play is 10 gold pieces.
I pull 10 out, Graham, and I give it to him in exchange for an opportunity to test my strength.
All right. I want you to make a just a basic attack roll for the. He hands you the mallet to hit the thing to ring the bell.
Mm-hmm. So basic attack roll. What's that like? Yep. A plus.
It's a melee. Mm-hmm.
So I can just use a great axe.
Yeah.
24. That's a 15 plus 5, which is my strength, plus 4, which is proficiency. So.
You guys all see this, and everybody sees this very impressive-looking half-orc who is beginning to kind of do this contest. And you haven't seen anybody win anything. And the people who are standing there say to the rest of the party, while Gormung's over there, they say, yeah, we've never seen anybody else win before. And you guys watch Gormung, and he kind of winds up, and he's like, all right, here we go. And he goes down, hits the platform, the hammer goes whoop, and then falls back down. And you're like, oh, well, the little kids laugh at you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, bad friend. Here, I'll take that back. Another go? 5 gold pieces this time.
You know what? I'll pay him 5 gold pieces. Is there, like, anything else around here, Graham? Like, maybe, like, a wooden pole sticking out of the ground or something like that?
I guess, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so I take the hammer, and I was like, oh, you want to see true strength, huh? And then I'm going to take the hammer, and I'm going to, I mean, okay, so 24 was a pretty high pass. That's a 15.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you want me to pass like an 18 or something like that, maybe.
Having known Gormung for a little while, I can safely say this is the story of how Gormung spends all our money.
No, I spent all my money. Oh, all of my money. Thank you very much. No, however I please.
This is where your gambling problem flares up.
the guy manning the stand claps you on the back and he says, oh, you got it this time. Trust me.
Oh, God. What can lose all of our money.
I'm not worried. Like, this is clearly a rigged contest because, like, it's like,
do you mind if I use a different weapon?
Sure. Whatever you say. You're the man. You're in charge.
You're strong, independent orc.
You use whatever you gotta use to get things done, right?
Yeah, okay. Is there another adventurer in the crowd? He has a big mace, big hammer.
No, not nearby. The only people standing around are kids and small, you know, small children.
Well, there is.
I use a small child as a weapon, Graham. No, okay. I'll take the weapon and I'll try it again.
Why not? All right.
No, no good. That's a 2. That's like, that's one off. Like, my lowest roll that I can make is a 10 with that, so.
And the kid's laughing and he says, I think you need one more try. On the house this time. One more try.
Yeah, no good.
Alright, despite everything that you may think you know about the contest, the little hammer goes immediately to the top. Bing!
Hey, you got it.
And everybody claps. He says, all right, and what's your name?
What's your name, little boy?
My name is, Grambor.
All right, so Grambor is going to go, and he's going, here we go, over here to the next contest. 3 contests, 3 wins, and he wins a pole arm of his choice. So, can he best the rope ladder? And everybody goes, ooh, ah. And everybody claps.
Grambor, yeah. No, my name is Grambor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So this is now acrobatics or athletics.
Hey, Grant, did you see what he did? He's been very clever.
What did he do?
He didn't give his real name.
Oh, yeah. I never give my real name.
I know, Yancey.
You guys what?
Fuck.
Anyway, I'm sorry, that was so funny to me.
I very subtly try and set Durimbor's cloak on fire.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Just like passive aggressively as well.
Stop. Do you want pickled cabbage or not?
You guys watch Gormung climb up on the ladder and kind of like wobbles a little bit. You know, it's quite a hard thing. And Durimbor, you're pretty sure that you can do this, and Grant, actually, you're pretty sure you can do this too with acrobatics. But you see Gormung, he kind of like puts one hand up and puts another hand up, and he gets about halfway there before the whole thing turns over and he falls to the hard ground. There's no mat under there, and you just get your back on the ground in a cloud of dust.
Oh, that was just embarrassing. Gorimbor, it'd probably help if didn't just try to work your way through it.
Can I just like teleport my way to the top, Graham?
Well, first he says, oh, too bad, and he gives you a consolation prize, which is a miniature pole arm. It's about this big.
Oh, that was gonna be an inflatable one.
It's just like a pole arm balloon.
Yeah. you're free to try again. 3 gold. 3 gold this time.
Sure.
Great bargain.
Give him 3 gold. Off the top of our small fortune, Graham. Like, I haven't been counting gold for a long time.
This man does not understand.
So you're going to teleport to the top this time?
Yeah, I'll start climbing and then I'll just whoosh, up to the top. Yeah.
Bing. All right, everybody claps. Ooh, ah, and everybody is very excited now because they've never seen anything like it before. And the guy who's running the stand is like hyping everything up, and he's like, oh yeah, that looks good. Like, everybody's like, he's like, yeah, yay for Grambor, all right, yay. And everybody's cheering. He's attracted somewhat of a crowd who's kind of looking at you with awe and disbelief. And he says, all right, now for the dreaded milk toss.
Good. Graham, well, while this is all happening, after people have really got drawn in,
dreaded Miltos,
can I slip off and start dealing with those crates?
Sure.
Good plan.
He steps into the shadows.
I'd like to search around for something explosive, not fire making, but explosive.
Okay. Such as?
I don't know. High powered magical crystals.
Are they explosive?
They could be if you rub them together enough.
Grant, make an investigation roll.
All right. Investigation. I rolled a 4.
Yeah, you spend the next 5 minutes and you've actually like wandered quite a ways away from the party and you haven't found anything that strikes you. Nothing's marked explosive.
Yeah. Can I ask someone?
Have you seen any explosives around here?
Who are you gonna ask? Are you gonna ask a food person, a game person?
Of course I have, mister.
I'll ask a food person. Like I'll walk up while he's like trying to push food on people. I'll be like,
the only thing explosive around here, friend, is my competitor's food.
Yeah, he wants to give you a spicy jalapeno popper.
Is that explosive? Does it explode violently?
Your stomach might, your guts may explode, but.
And he says, care to try your hand at the spicy pepper eating contest?
Does the pepper explode?
Yes. On the
like,
way up.
Actually, is it actually explosive in nature? As in, will it go boom?
Oh, yeah, it's hot. It's spicy. Cool boy.
I'm this close to stabbing him.
With what?
Does it? You know how...
peppers this side of insert mountain range.
Oh yes, the fucking
okay.
Misty Peaks.
The fucking mountains.
But do they explode?
Yes, they're really hot.
Okay, I'm gonna grab a couple of these peppers and shove them down his throat. Oh, God. I'm gonna force feed him these peppers. This is what's happening now.
Mm.
Hey, there he is. Somebody says, from all the commotion, you see some guys that look familiar from inside the building you were in.
I throw the annoying pepper salesman at them and run.
All right. Cut back to Gormung. Gormung, you have the baseball in your hand, and you're concentrating. A bead of sweat on your brow.
Haven't felt this much this much intense heat since I used to do adventuring for gigs.
Okay. So ranged attack roll, right?
God, what the fuck do I... How do I even make that? That's a dex plus proficiency? No, it wouldn't be a proficiency. It'd just be...
Yeah, you're not like, proficient with the... Are you proficient with baseballs?
It sounds like Ron would be much
whatever.
Better.
Just add your proficiency.
Add my proficiency? Okay, so...
I just got, like, a big bucket of, like, fried... whatever.
Fried... He has literally fried called whatever. That. It's, like, fried whatever. It's just, like...
it's kind of, you know, like, just... chicken and beef and basilisk and, like... Umber hog, maybe a little bit of zombie flesh. I'm just like, oh.
Literally just fat, right?
So that is a 19.
19?
Yeah.
Okay. So you hurl the baseball, and you knock off two of the two bottles underneath, but then the top one just falls straight down.
Wait, what was the intention of this game? Isn't it to knock over the milk bottles?
Knocked out the two underneath, and the top one just kind of, you did it so well that the top one just falls down and lands on the table. And everybody kind of like looks around, and then all of a sudden you guys see the last bottle falls over. Everybody cheers, yay!
Hey!
And, they say, all right, sir, half-orc, you have your choice of weapons.
Okay. There's clearly one that's better than the others, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I point to the one with the most magical energy.
Yeah, and he uses the big hook to get it up, get it down.
Next to, like, the fucking teddy bear and, like, you know, next to, like...
Are you looking at the Pokemon?
Yeah.
The giant Pikachu.
The giant, the big minion. You want that one? But yeah, okay. So with your magical vision, you can pretty much detect like what's the best thing there.
Yeah.
So he hands you this like 10-foot glaive blade. What it does is, you know, you see kind of like they had the thing where, kind of like at the fair where they have the old car that you can beat up.
Oh, yeah, Street Fighter style, yeah.
Carriage made out of wood, so it's not as impressive, but.
Okay.
So you can try.
All right, yeah, use it on the Street Fighter the car, Graham.
All right, so Durinbor's the only one there, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just like,
bring the pole arm down on the cart, and when it makes contact with something, there's this enormous forceful explosion that blows the carriage into splinters, and you're like, wow, that's pretty good.
God damn it.
Okay. What is it?
Your normal damage.
Okay.
But it also does 66 fire damage explosion on top of that. Exploding.
I mean that's just rude. Yeah.
Is it every time it attacks, Graham?
Yeah, every time. And Durinbor, you look over and you see, oh, there's something else. You might be able to get something too, because you see one of those, you know, where you throw the dart at the balloons.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Specifically enough, those are the only carnival games that I can.
What kind of fucking carnival is this? Step right up, get yourself a fucking dangerous ass explosion.
Yeah, you're beginning to perhaps get suspicious. Durinbor, what do you want to do? There's a so there's the balloon thing. You can toss the wiffle balls into the cups to try and make it up. You can do the one where there's like the basketball with basketball hoop with the long net.
Oh yeah, and the hoops like this.
You do the ring toss on the bottles. That one's fun.
Do they have that the ping pong balls with the goldfish bowls?
Oh yeah.
I want that one. That's my favorite one.
Okay, so you go to that one and you see these all the prizes are like scimitars, like just like long skinny blades.
So I'm just like sitting there, my bucket of whatever is like half empty. I just like set on the side. You wipe off my greasy fingers. I want to play the goldfish game.
He gives you a bowl of ping pong balls and he says, "All right, 5 gold to play."
One sec. Gorman.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important. I have a brilliant business venture. No, scratch all that. I need like 20 gold.
Yeah, I give him 20 gold.
Thanks, Dad.
All right, so you go back. You begin to play. I need some. This is less of a strength thing. This is more of a delicate toss. So I still need ranged attack rolls.
Right.
But dexterity is definitely.
I can do that.
No, sir. 14. It's just like. Bling, 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 bling. Bing.
Another one.
Another one.
Oh. It's okay, you've got 10, so make 10 rolls. Closer.
24.
Not quite.
What are you trying to get? 24?
I don't know. How many balls is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8. Oh. 9.
25.
10.
25. So on the 25, you break out the chalkboard and you're like doing some drag coefficients on there, you throw the ball. It bounces off of the guy running the stand and lands where you want it to go in the fishbowl, and he rings the bell, winner, and everybody says, oh,
yes,
back, and they give you a free bucket of fried whatever.
Yes.
And they also let you choose one of these swords. Now, you don't have this magic vision, so you can't even really tell the difference, but you just pick the coolest one and have Gorman come over.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
I tell him the coolest one.
Okay.
I want that one.
All right. Do you go to the re-cobbled together carriage to try it out?
Yeah. This carriage is amazing. Could we just take this home? It builds itself.
Um, Okay. You make a normal attack roll.
Where's my normal attack? There it is. Gah.
Okay. So you stab the blade into the carriage, and your first attack, you're like, okay, it just goes in. But then when you pull it out, you realize what the magical thing is, despite not actually seeing any effect of it. To everybody else, it looks normal, but to you, you can tell. If the sword is on your person, you can call on its luck to reroll one attack roll, ability check, or saving throw you dislike.
Naha!
Okay.
Fancy sword. I shall name you Sword.
Yeah, and apparently, as far as you can tell, you can use that infinitely.
Cool.
You can just reroll a saving throw. So you just get indomitable.
Attack roll.
Oh. Cool. Right.
Hey, I was distracted by my bucket of whatever. Where's Grant?
Yeah, and then here comes Grant running from about 2 dozen guards that have joined the chase.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Hey, Gormung. I swear I didn't do anything. This is my full buy.
Doesn't look like he's going to be able to make it today, so what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit more and wrap the session, mostly because it's sort of opportune as to where we want to take the game in the next couple of sessions. So this will be the last portion for tonight, but Graham, take it away.
You guys have your incredible fancy new weapons. Grant was off doing, jacking around, who knows what. You guys have just both won your super awesome magical weapons and screaming, like, with the Doppler effect and everything. And there goes Grant being chased by several dozen guards.
Rabble.
It wasn't my fault. Yeah, it's like this huge, like, clump of, it's like a big cloud with arms and legs and stuff, you know, like a cartoon.
Can we ship them?
No.
You want some fried whatever?
No, I really don't want to touch that stuff.
I'm going to give you a cockatrice leg.
What the fuck, like... Is that mostly chicken or is it mostly snake? Like, what is that?
I don't know. It's delicious.
It doesn't have a bone. It has a rock in the middle.
It's like an avocado, but like also a chicken and also a snake.
Yeah. It's like an avocado, but like
meat. Meat-a-cado.
Wow. I can't even imagine what that would taste like. Fantastic. Like you just crack open a fruit and it's just like filled with like meat.
Oh, but it's all perfect and medium rare.
I don't know if you've had jackfruit, but that is basically it is also a meat substitute.
Oh, like it's fibrous, right?
Yeah.
Like an apple. An apple is a meat substitute.
Never used it.
I'll send you a video, but you guys tell me what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he will come back to us eventually, right? I mean, I can sit here and eat forever, really. Which is strange. I should be getting full, right?
And you don't, actually.
Yeah. I'm just keep eating and eating and not feeling any fuller, but it's all delicious. Gorman, what if you try to make your own fried whatever?
I mean, you just fry meat. I mean, like, well, I don't understand what that question is. I've made you fried meat before.
Well, yeah, but this fried whatever, it's got like 11 herbs and spices.
You know, if I also laced my food with cocaine of magical powder, I would also have the same effect on you. But I don't, because I'm not a hack, okay? My food is important. It needs to be filling, and it needs to make you feel good.
But it could also be laced with magical cocaine.
You could say that about anything.
That's true. Like, Grant running away from the guards could be laced with magical cocaine.
In fact, I think that, yeah,
my hand looks weird.
Are you alright?
I think so. Remember when I didn't have legs this morning?
Remember when I didn't have legs this morning?
Where's my snail? Oh, I hope they didn't eat him. He's made out of magic. That's gonna be weird.
You see Brad run over the horizon?
He's gonna come back. He's been real far.
Okay, so maybe when Grant comes back, we can hide him somewhere from the guards.
Well, I don't. He's been getting a little fat lately. Maybe he won't be able to outrun them. Shouldn't feed him as much. He's like a dog. He's like, feed him twice a day, and you know, in the morning and afternoon.
I actually don't feed him at all. In fact, I've been giving him the least amount of food possible.
How's he getting so fat?
Baffling.
Oh, my face feels funny. Gormung, does your face feel funny?
No, I told you not to eat that stuff, and here you are pushing it into your mouth like some fucking...
But it's so good.
Thirsty virgin.
Hey, I am not... What?
Someone hand you an enormous gummy worm.
Oh,
what is this? Have you ever seen people trying to eat that shit like on YouTube or whatever? It gets nasty real fucking quick. It gets like, it's just like, and then it's just all just like fucking just everywhere and sticky.
I'm just like, have one of them in my arms. Like, Cormac, just like pushing that end of it in your face, Cormac.
Yeah.
Cormac, take a bite. Take a bite of it. Just bite it. just bite it.
So, I have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
I'm being chased by guards, correct?
Yeah.
And I'm not losing them by running away into the or over the sunset.
Every minute or so that you run, you outdistance them by about a foot.
Okay. So,
lots of stamina right here.
Questions. Is it possible to set something on fire as I'm running?
I guess.
Your clothes.
Your own clothing, yes.
Am I still around buildings?
You've gone into field.
Field.
Oh no, he's gonna burn down the food supply.
Yeah. Okay, I would like to set the field on fire behind me as I run.
Okay. At that point, the guards will give up the chase. They don't wanna, they're like, I don't get paid enough for this, and they just kinda like stop and then scratch the back of their head and then walk away.
I just want to point out that every single problem I get into is solved by setting something on fire.
That's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing.
Well, blame the world for not punishing me.
I mean...
There's a lot of problems up there. I mean, unemployment...
I mean, I don't really have an answer for...
World hunger, set on fire.
Yeah. Set everything on fire.
On fire. I mean, get rid of it.
The world's on fire. Set it on fire.
Erectile dysfunction. Set it on fire.
Set on fire. No.
It's basically a cure-all at this point.
And if it's not, well, we won't find out because it'll all be on fire.
Well, I'd like to hide out in a nearby bush until things have calmed down, and then I will walk back nonchalantly with a fake mustache.
Right. Grant's gonna be in the room, literally the world's on fire, and he's just gonna finally say, "It's now finally fine."
Okay. All right.
You're welcome, Goldmung.
You sure you don't want some of this gummy worm? It's really big. I don't think I can finish all of this.
Is a gummy worm making him full? Probably not.
It's starting to talk to me.
Hey, you should keep eating me.
I will, gummy worm.
I go,
yeah, he's like, "Oh, that tickles." And it's just like, "Oh,
well, he's ticklish. Are you sure?"
Very.
Gormung, someone tried to hand you a prized oversized pickle, a novelty oversized pickle that says, "How good you are."
Get that shit out of my face.
Eat it. Eat that pickle. You need that pickle.
God. Americans and their pickles. I swear to God.
Somebody gives you a pickle slushy. Oh,
I saw that picture. I don't. It looked disgusting.
It's disgusting, but it's always a choice for some reason. So you know what? They have
it. A choice where?
Here. For any slushy or shaved ice stand, pickle's a choice.
Hell.
That's for hell.
It's a choice. Yeah, it's like,
what flavored ice flavors do you have? It's like, we have depression, we have anxiety, we have pickle.
Oh god, not pickle. Do you have like horrible maiming and pain and suffering? Yeah, I'll take that over pickle. Thanks.
I'll have a half and half depression and diarrhea, please.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Way better than pickle.
Way better than pickle. Okay. All right. Well,
is that the name of the episode? Way better than pickle.
I've actually got "Dreaded Milk Toss" written down right now as the name of the episode.
That's a pretty good one. Okay.
Gormung versus the Dreaded Milk Toss.
Gormung versus Dreaded Milk Toss. Yeah.
Or what's the plan? Do you pass out, or do you just like ascend into godhood?
His body sheds his earthly form, and he just becomes a pure beam of light. And just
I would like him to become a living god of consumption, and just be like this huge, fat, like barely moving statue.
Yeah, like when Bender becomes a fucking human being and just becomes super like fat. Like,
and people cut. He's like covered in grapes and like pork and like, you know, their pigs.
Oh my!
Sits on his throne and people come up and beat him.
The ghost of Christmas present.
Ghost of Christmas present.
I think what's gonna happen is, so I'm gonna take that prize pickle from Gormung. I'm gonna like sling it over my shoulder like a log. Yeah. I have the gummy worms like draped over my shoulder like a serpent. Except for it doesn't have its head up, it's just like plopped on my side. I have my lucky sword in my left hand, pickle on my shoulder, and I will just ride my snail off to the sunset. I'm just gonna look at the two of them and like, "Grant, I hate you. I hope you know that. And Gormung, I don't hate you. You had great fried whatever. I am gonna leave back to my homeland. My people need me. This gummy worm god has informed me that my town is in danger and they need me to help them. I'll need your pickle as sustenance for my trip."
All right, so Durimbor's clearly fallen off the deep end based on this gnarly crystal food going on. So he just starts riding off.
Yeah, I guess the mustachioed Yancey is standing next to me, and I'm just like, I turn to him, and I'm like,
"I'm not."
Yeah.
I just say I wasn't there yet, but I was gonna say I step out the shadows, and I'm like, doesn't he live here?
I'm on a snail, so I'm not going very fast. I'm just
I'm like, isn't this his town? Like.
That's true.
He just drives to his house, which is like down the street, and then he gets off and just I turn to Grant and I'm like,
"You said we'll come back."
Don't eat any of the food.
It's all poisoned. I wasn't planning on it.
But once you're actually right.
Gormung?
Huh?
Can we kill these people now?
No, you idiot. They're just victims here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Much like our friend Rimbo, he's too far gone.
I am too far to turn back now.
He's gone like 5 foot.
I've made my bed and I will snail my way into it.
This is going to be a very long journey. I'm glad I have a snack.
Yeah.
just straight off the side of the pickle.
So we're in a very, very interesting position right here, because ideally this is the best time to bring in the replacement for Floof that's going to be with us for the next couple of weeks. But, you know, we hope that Brian would be here so that we could actually continue with this thing. So, like, I don't know. We're in a weird position right now. And Floof can't play anymore because he's got his new job. So it is what it is. Like, but I guess the story of Jarimbo will continue on. He'll get an addiction to eating.
Write whatever ending you want to write.
Yeah.
I'd like a fan fiction, please, in the Discord of Jarimbo's journey on the back of his white snail.
He grows really old trying to get back to his home.
0 miles per hour.
Yeah.
There's a couple of misconceptions there. Drimbor isn't originally from Barth. He's originally from overseas. He's an elf. You know, that's why when we went overseas and saw those other elves, he knew the area. But yes, he's going to be trying to cross the ocean on a snail. Obviously not going to work, but he's too...
I mean, snails might float. You don't know that.
Yeah, but it's a salty sea. He's just going to...
Is it dissolved?
That dissolves. I mean, you've got your shell boat.
Yeah, so I'll flip the shell over and then up row. I'm fine. I'll use the rest of the pickle as like an oar. And then as I'm rowing, I get hungry. Just take like a bite out of the top and just
get work to catch jellyfish.
Brilliant plan.
Brilliant plan.
Can't fail.
No way it can fail.
Yeah. So I guess your character is leaving the show under the guise of a fucking stroke-induced coma from...
Food-induced insanity.
Yeah. Food-induced insanity. There we go. Perfect. Man.
I was thinking, like, how am I going to end him? How is it going to go away? Is he just going to die? Is he going to try to kill Grant and fail? Is he going to retire? I was like, how is he going to do this? And then he's like, oh, yeah, they're trying to hand you magically induced food. I'm like, I got it.
I got it
perfectly.
So, yeah, I mean, this isn't the end for Omen, though, obviously. We've got, it does have an expiry date pretty soon. But as it stands right now, we have a couple of weeks before that has to happen. But, Floof, yeah, man, let's start with you for tonight's shout outs, I guess.
I guess this will be my final shout out. The curtain falls on the die party, Floof. Man, I guess we could do like a little bit walk through time. My first dive party show was Son of the Sea. I can't remember
really?
My character's name.
Was that your first?
I'm pretty sure that was my first. I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure I played with you before then. I'm pretty sure you made.
I know we did one shots in Sam's, but I don't.
I played with you fucking Swagula's channel. Yeah.
Yeah, one time.
Where I basically played the same character I'm playing right now.
Your Son of the Sea, I can't remember that character's name. Then we went to, was it Fulcrum right after that?
Yes.
Fulcrum with Aaron Wright, the Spartan. I loved Aaron. Aaron was a lot of fun. Then we had Karen Company with Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin was awesome. I loved Gavin. His fantastically drunkenness. Then we had Do we do Void Barons or Omen first? I can't remember.
Void Barons was a little bit before Omen. Yeah.
I think it was like a week or two before. Yep.
Yep.
Void Barons, Mersum. Mersum. I love Mersum. Mersum, I think between Aaron and Mersum, it's hard to tell who was my favorite character.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you did German suplex of robot dog in Volcrum, so.
That's true.
You did power slam a servo skull that was corrupted into the Hordor and turn it into and fix it.
That's true. So, you know, I remember that. Yeah. And then we had Pudmi, who died. Oh. And then Drimbor. I actually did like Drimbor too. And then I had another backup character. I didn't name him, but he was a blue-eyed white dragonborn who played card games.
I'm gonna take that. That's. Yeah.
So I was saving him.
That is such an interesting character.
You're right. Yeah.
Is his name Yugi?
I don't have a name for him, but yeah, he's one of the characters I have written down. Just
no, like, no. His name would be characters. Perfect name for him, Joey.
Joey, yeah.
Oh, I was going to suggest Oyugi.
Oyugi, yeah. yeah. So whenever I have a character thought or just like a blurb, I'll just write it down real quick. And his was like blue eyes white dragon. It's all right. And so yeah, I made him. Man, is that all the Die Party show? Oh, I totally forgot about Night City. Oh my god, how did I forget about Night City?
Exactly.
How? Fucking how? Oh, I think how has to be my favorite.
Yeah.
I loved Aaron and Immersum, but how was so much fun.
Yeah. Night City was an absolute blast. Like, I would really love to pick that up again at some point, but I think I need a rest from that whole endeavor, because that game is like all encompassing when you GM that game. It's like it's this and nothing else. So yeah.
I think that was it, right? Because there was a time I had four Die Parties a week, and then it was Night City, Karen Company, Fulcrum, and
Omen.
Yeah. That was a lot of role play.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of characters. Lots of fun. Yeah. A lot of fun.
So, are you going to continue to stream in the future, or?
Yeah, I'll still be streaming. The only reason why I'm leaving Die Party is because I can't guarantee that I'll be able to show up every week. You know, they might be like, "Hey, I could be here this week or today," then to find out that 2 hours later, it's like, "No, you're actually working overtime today." And no, it's really it's hard it's hard to organize a show, especially a story, if you have one of your people constantly not there or there sporadically.
Yep.
But yeah.
Character lives in a pocket dimension and they just appear and disappear.
Yeah, that's true. Pocket dimension. You could be someone's wristwatch for a.
Be a wristwatch and just come up with, you know, quips.
There's always gonna be like these little tiny Graham quotes in the back of my mind, like. Does it have any skin is a good one that came up quite a lot. And can I be a wristwatch is my other one that I keep bringing up. But yeah, fuck, that's it's sad to see you go, as always. But, you know, it is what it is.
I'll still be around on Twitch. Just I won't be on any of that.
No, you're dead to me. No. You're dying. This is your funeral, mate.
Go.
Oh, God.
Go.
It feels like it.
Yeah. Speaking about attending a funeral, Grant, aka Sheepdog, when is your character going to die so we can move on?
I don't. It's not up to me. It's not like I'm trying to keep him alive. I set fire to a room I was a prisoner in. Like,
that shouldn't have worked.
And then I jumped out a window. I headbutted the guard.
I like the idea that the guy with the guard coming to say, "I got you some pizza because you know that was missing on the," and then you're just like throwing fire around the room, like the community gift, basically. Yeah. Mm. But yeah, Grant, Sheepdog, what's up?
What up? I'm Sheepdog. You can find me on YouTube, Sheepdog Gaming. Search for me. I'm there.
Nice.
I'm gonna miss. Actually, I will miss my straight man. It's so much easier to play a stupid dickhead when you have a good straight man who can follow up your ridiculous.
I mean, that's Mersum is the straight man. Hal was a straight man.
A little bit.
Aaron was a straight man.
No, Aaron was the chuckle fuck. He was literally, remember, it was him and me and Peachy. We were the chuckle fucks.
That's true. Maybe Sydney was the straight man. I don't know.
Sydney was the straight man. 100%.
Yeah. But
Gavin.
Gavin was a straight man. Yeah. Like.
Pudmi wasn't.
Pudmi wasn't. No. But you do play a good straight man. You know, like, and that's always needed. But yeah. Maybe look out into the future, like Grant. God fucking damn it! I'm so tired. Sheep, you have a game coming up pretty soon, but we're gonna schedule a diet party drawing board about that. To change some stuff out. Yeah, I mean, that should be pretty cool. I don't know when we'll schedule that. Sometime soon.
I don't know what we're gonna call it either. We'll have to brainstorm that.
Yeah, we'll work out something. And I guess Graham, last but not least, our game master.
Yep, that's me.
Where can people find your stuff?
Always be making my YouTube channel that's going to crack the YouTube game wide open. Not really, but that's kind of cool.
Okay, what's it about?
I make stuff, specifically props, and I'll... Here, let me just grab
the camera. Nice.
Do, 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 do.
There's a bag of holding. There's some... Ooh. Those are things my sister actually made.
Is that the Dungeon Master?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. So yeah, cool stuff. Making that now. Next on the list, for magic items anyway, I need to make a drift globe, which I'm going to make it actually out of metal this time. So the little thing kind of floats around and has light. So that's the next challenge. And then I'm also going to make an Aarakocra. Well, start with the mask and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, always be making.
Always be making.
Channel is the slogan, that's the mantra.
Nice. All right, guys. Thank you very much for watching. Hopefully you enjoyed this, I guess, short, like... outro for our good friend Floof for his final character. It was a weird episode, to be sure, but you know, next week we'll be back in full swing, 100%, unless something else comes up, which is, you know, real life for me at the moment. Things are just stopping me from doing things, but yeah, if you haven't already done so, consider following the channel, and if you're feeling real saucy, why not join the cockpit and subscribe.
It's a good name.
Yeah. And what else can we say? Check out the archives over on YouTube. There's plenty there, plenty to go through. Like, I think we're over 1,000 hours now. I need to double check that stuff.
Where the floof is immortalized.
Yeah, where the floof is immortalized, 100%. And yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you very much for watching. We outie. Bye-bye.
Bye.